Experience our unlimited variety of flavors, like our cookies and cream donut that starts with a dip in our vanilla icing, a sprinkling of Oreo crumbles, and finish with a delicious hot fudge drizzle. Come see us at the Plaza on Pelham or order online at duckdonuts.com.
Tula Road Rage. I still want to talk about other elements of the game, including the talent, including some of the sort of interesting matchups that occurred last night. But, you know, in just thinking ahead to next year, you know, it's actually pretty amazing. When you think about Clemson's season, before I get to any of that, when you think about Clemson's season and all the difficulties all year long, all the things that people complained about and hated and just couldn't tolerate. And Clemson, through all of that, still somehow wound up in the top 15. It really is pretty amazing. The worst version, when the worst version of yourself is still top 15, you're probably a pretty good program. So, again, I get why people want to usher Clemson out. I get it. To a degree, Clemson is the nouveau rich. And you want them gone. I get it. But I don't think the program is going anywhere. I don't. I think the quarterback play is completely cemented. I think you're going to see a Clemson team next year that is a much better version than this year. Whether they wind up in the national championship picture remains to be seen. We'll see. It will depend on the quarterback development and the development of the pieces around them. But from a defensive line standpoint, Clemson should be right there with anybody in the country next year. And there's so much talent in the program. The running back room is loaded. I think you'd be naive to think that Clemson is not at the least a top 10 team next year. And once again, ACC champions. Honestly, the most significant challenge to Clemson's authority in the ACC next year is probably going to come from NC State. That I think it will come within the division, and NC State most likely, and we'll see what Louisville and Boston College have. Obviously, the ACC had a great year of quarterback play, and next year is going to be, I think, just as good. I think DJ Uiagalelei is going to take a massive step forward. But you're going to have quality quarterbacks. Devin Leary is still at NC State, and he was terrific this year. Terrific. You know, Brennan Armstrong is still at Virginia, but Cunningham is back at Louisville. Louisville's entire offense returns. Now, they need to be better on defense, but they should be a factor. And Phil Jurkovec is a round one draft pick. Had Jurkovec not been injured, Jurkovec would have been the first pick in this year's draft. I'm going to tell you, just from a talent evaluation standpoint, had he not been injured, he would have been the first quarterback. It wouldn't have been Pickett or Corral. It would have wound up being Phil Jurkovec. And I think he would have had an incredible year. But, you know, he came back from injury late in the year and you know, obviously didn't play as best as it wasn't going to under that circumstance. But I think when you get a fully healthy, fully recovered Phil Jurkovec next year, he's going to be a problem for people. You're talking about a guy who's 6'5 and strong with a good arm and is really athletic, much more athletic than people understand. And then again, on the other side, you could have Armstrong still. The ACC is going to have quality quarterback play again next season. But for those wanting to dismiss Clemson from the conversation. I wouldn't dismiss him from the conversation because I think he would be right back in the picture next season and beyond and beyond. Georgia Jeff. Jeff, good to have you. Jeff, congratulations, Jeff. You played well.
Man.
You especially.
It still really hasn't sunk in. It was very sad for me not having my father here to watch it. Kind of emotional last night.
Yeah, I understand
good
that.
And, you know, and tears of joy. So, real quick, when Ringo got that pick six walk,
yep.
When he started running, so did I. I ran right out the front door, ran down the street.
You and Kirby.
I grabbed Kirby
running with Ringo.
Yeah, as soon as he got it, I knew it. He started running. I grabbed my Georgia flag that's mounted on my house. I started waving that thing, and I ran up and down the freaking street. I saw lights coming on in houses. I thought the cops were going to be called on me last night.
Hey, by the way, Ramona, on my way in today, I saw Georgia flags. It's been a long time since I've seen any Georgia flags.
Were they all faded?
Faded, dusty, covered with dust, faded, aged, yeah.
Yeah, so now we got a shiny new trophy to put next to the one that's infested with termites.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
And you know what? Another thing, too, I did call in a few weeks ago about the Stetson thing, about my comments.
You were hating on him, weren't you? Yeah, you were hating on him, right?
I was.
And it was me who tried to talk you off that ledge, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
I did.
But... at the same time, I feel even worse now for some reason. I'm supposed to be happy, but I felt so bad after what he did. And now you want to talk about a tell of two stories. Everybody wanted this kid gone. Everybody wanted this guy benched. And now they're begging for him to stay. And if I'm Stetson, it's like, wait a minute. You know, Stetson even made a comment last night, you know, I'll be playing football next year. He didn't say it, Georgia. If I'm him, I'm not saying I'd give us the finger, but I kind of probably would, you know, in a way.
Let me say this. From a Stetson Bennett story standpoint, I almost hope he doesn't play again because it can never get better than this. It just can't. There's no way.
Oh, leave while you're on top.
Right. There's no way for it to get better than this. You know, this is the way his whole story, developed over the course of the last couple of years and concluded last night. I mean, the world just doesn't allow for that twice, you know? So, I hope that He moves on to something else, whether that's a NFL backup potentially or not. I don't think he'll be drafted, which again just speaks to his moment last night. He had his moment last night, and again, it makes it all the better that he's the guy who slayed the Bama Dragon. You know, it wasn't just that you won last night; it was that you won against your arch nemesis.
Right. Well, again, it's words don't describe how pretty much I guess all Georgia fans are feeling. I don't speak for everybody, but this is a new thing to us, Walt, especially us not born in 1980. So I actually had to have some advice today on what to do with myself because I woke up this morning and didn't even know what time it was. I was a little bit disoriented.
Yeah.
And,
bit of a hangover there, so, Jeff? Did you have a bit of a hangover?
kind of, sort of, maybe.
It's
kind of strange how this happens, Walt. I'm watching a football game. I go to sleep and I wake up. My head hurts, my stomach hurts, and I've got a swollen ankle.
Yeah. Odd. Very odd.
Yeah. Wonder how that works.
Yeah.
And by the way, real quick.
Probably something to do with the alcohol and you running in the neighborhood with the flag and Ringo.
I did have clothes on. I did verify that. I did ask my
Well, thank God for that.
Yeah. But my wife was telling me, you know, sit down, watch the game, stop pointing at the TV. You're not coaching. You know, I was telling players to get there and there.
Yeah.
And I told my wife, well, go play with guinea pigs or something. That's what I told her. And she didn't like that very much.
Yeah, it's so wrong. That's so wrong.
Oh, and by the way, tell Devin to go do his homework or clean his room and tell him to shut up. I'm going to bark just because he doesn't like it. Woof, woof, woof. There you go, Devin.
Tell Devin to go clean his room. Hey, let me tell you about Turner's Jewelers. Hey, Ramona, before I tell people about Turner's Jewelers, why don't you tell people about Turner's Jewelers? You have so much experience at Turner's.
I have half their stuff. They had to reproduce and restock when I go.
Yeah. And that's a lot because it's enormous.
Yeah, it is. They have, it's so big that they have a case for every type of stone.
Yep.
So you don't have, it's not all mixed in. They got diamonds on one side of the room, sapphires on another. It's huge. It's huge. And they have the Pandora, too.
They do. And you've had them do several things for you.
I had a ring made. I went in there, and I couldn't decide what kind of band I wanted and everything. No. And they went, we make them. So I had a ring made.
Yeah.
I traded a ring.
Yeah.
Traded jewelry.
Right, this is Turner's Jewelers. Right, it's just a special place. It's not a chain. It's privately owned. I mean, Mark and staff just do an incredible job. That special gift for your special someone awaits you at Turner's Jewelers. Incredible selection, as Ramona said, of silver, gold, precious gemstones, diamonds. Turner's has necklaces, watches, bracelets, earrings, gorgeous charms to mark any occasion. They design and create custom jewelry every day using 3D CAD technology for a truly unique gift. If you can dream it up, they can bring it to life in 8 to 11 days. As Ramona mentioned, the insane selection of Pandora, which is still the hottest thing in jewelry. And of course, Turner's Jewelers is your choice for engagement and wedding rings. Nobody says I do like they do at Turner's. And Mark stocks the largest selection of diamonds in the upstate. No one's close. In every price range, silicone wedding bands, including some with a tiger paw. Trust a family tradition of fantastic personal service for more than 60 years. Start your jewelry shopping today at turnersjewelers.com. You don't need a special occasion. A gift from Turner's makes any day special. Plus, they pay top dollar prices for your old gold or silver. Just bring it in. Choose that one-of-a-kind gift you'll treasure forever. Crafted and given with love. Visit Turner's today in the Applewood Shopping Center in Seneca next to Belk. Turner's Jewelers, where Southern hospitality meets diamond know-how. Big Bad Bob and Joe. Big Bad Bob is up from our Big Bad Bob yesterday on the show said Georgia by 14. You know, we had all those people saying Alabama by 40. And then Bob came on and said Georgia by 14. Bob, how are you, Bob?
Well, I can attest that Jeff was happy last night.
Oh, yeah.
12:30, I got a phone call or 12. It's after 12. You know, I was still up. Jeff said, I'm sorry to wake you up. And all I could hear was, go dogs, and then go dogs, go dogs. Now, Jeff comes with my, we have a history of calling each other after Clemson games. So, you know, I knew he was calling me, would be calling me after this, but it was so funny. He says, he's got a grandfather and his father. Unfortunately, his father just passed away 3 months ago or something like that. And he comes from three generations. He says, now I have four generations. And he sounded like, you know, Alabama Paul, which I'm sure we'll call over the, you know, when the little kids came in and said, go down, go.
Well, you know, we didn't hear from Bama Paul before the game, Ramona. Strange.
Yeah. We didn't.
No, and you know, I'm sure he'll call in. He'll always call in, but his kids were excited. But Jeff's kids were excited, and he had his brother there. So I got to listen to it for a good while, and Jeff was having a good time. So anyway, I'm glad. Now, Jeff, we can get on with the plumbing at my house. You know, I heard you say about the 14 points. I did predict that, but I was going on earlier in the year. You were talking about Stetson Bennett. You said, and I looked at his accuracy, the football rating, the quarterback rating, and he had a real good one. And you kept talking about him at the first of the year that if Kirby Smart would let him loose, he might do something. And your opinion, he kind of held him back a little bit last night at first?
I think they were really cautious with how they used him last night. It was clear to me they drummed into his head, throw it away, don't make any mistakes. I think they drummed it into his head so much that it messed with his aggressiveness. It sort of messed with who he is and what he had become, almost to George's detriment. I think they coached him up on avoiding the mistakes to perhaps too great a degree. And so he wasn't taking any chances at all. I mean, he was just, it was like he was trying to listen to what they were saying. But I'm glad that when push came to shove and they got behind, they finally cut him loose and he took his team right down the field two times in a row and put it in the end zone and won the game.
That was some throws too. And I heard that thing about Rudy saying at the first of the show. That was real cool. But I want to make everybody know, that I despise Georgia and I despise Alabama. I just despise Alabama a lot worse. And I'm glad Georgia won and Jeff's okay. And Walt, you made a good pick on Stetson Bennett the first of the year. He should be your biggest fan, and you were his fan.
My smallest fan.
But anyway, great show.
Thank you, Bob.
But where will he go from here? I know somebody that might have made him try to make him an offer.
I think for the rest of Stetson Bennett's life, he'll live like Georgia royalty. I mean, if he ends it
like Uga,
right? Yeah, like Uga. He'll have his own little house.
Yeah, he'll be like George Rogers, you know.
Bennettville. He'll have his own little house George on the Rogers sideline. Bennettville. Bob, I have to run.
Thanks,
good talking
Walt.
To you. Thank
Thanks,
you, Bob.
Walt.
Yeah, you know, I'll say this. If he ends it right there, all right, and just decides to move on, even if he doesn't, I think that anything he ever wants the rest of his life is going to be taken care of. He'll get all the opportunities he wants in the real world. He'll, you know, he will basically live like a king in that community for the rest of his life, and deservedly so. He's the guy after 40 years who not only ended it, but took down mighty Alabama, the modern obstacle to all things Georgia. He slayed the dragon. And so I think the rest of his life, whatever he does, and you know what? I think he'll be successful, too, in whatever he wants to do. Obviously, the family has a business, but listen, when you show the type of grit that he has over the last couple of years, you have something in you that just makes you a winner. And that's what I thought. I thought he had an it factor. By the way, that throw that he made to Pickens last night, I didn't count it off. But I'll bet you that ball was 60 yards in the air. I mean, he put some air under that ball, and I'll bet you that throw was 60 yards in the air. Somebody check that if you can check it on film. See how far that ball went in the air. Again, not you give it like a couple yards at the end based on where it would have landed had Pickens not caught it, but from the point at which Stetson threw the ball, not the line of scrimmage. Okay, quick break. Here's what we have. We have brothers Joe and Matt. We have Joe, Bryce, Matt. You guys are first up as soon as we get back.
Emanating from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing high-speed fiber to homes and businesses, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Standing water or that musty smell in your basement can be a sign of major problems. Canty Foundation Specialists are your local experts in basement waterproofing and crawl space repair. Call us today for a free estimate.
Canty can fix it.
Call the local experts for a free estimate. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 864-403-5263 and ask about transferable warranties and available financing. That's 864-403-5263 or online at cantyconfixit.com.
It's moving day, and Tiger Moving Company is here to help. Skip the headache. Hire the professionals with the right tools for your move. Their clean-cut and reliable team pack and assemble furniture seamlessly, so all you have to do is make yourself at home. To top this all off, they even start and stop the clock at your house, charging you a flat hourly rate. No rounding up. Call today at 908-9028 or email tigermoving@gmail.com to make your next move with Tiger Moving Company.
Your home is on a free and renewable source of energy. Water Furnace Geothermal Comfort Systems use that energy to heat and cool your home and provide hot water. There is a 26% federal tax credit and a 25% South Carolina tax credit on Water Furnace Geothermal Systems. Plus, you can get a $1,600 per ton rebate as a Blue Ridge Electric Co-op customer. Call Brian Harden at 735-8081. Water Furnace, a game changer for your home.
I'm Guy, the insurance guy. Are you on Medicare or about to be? If so, you're getting bombarded with ads, mailers, etc. You may even have Joe Namath on television telling you what to do. You probably feel overwhelmed. It's enough to make your head spin. But there is hope. You don't have to feel that way. I can meet or talk with you to discuss your situation and help you understand what's right for you. It's free and there's no obligation, so why not talk about it with a professional? Don't make a mistake you could regret for years down the road or perhaps forever. Call me at 864-467-8738. I'm Guy, the insurance guy. My company is The Insurance Source, and what we do is simple. We make health insurance easier.
This Wednesday, the Clemson Tigers are back on the road as they head up north to South Bend, Indiana to take on the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. An always tough environment in the Joyce Center, the Tigers look to defeat the home crowd and come away with a win. Broadcast begins 30 minutes prior to tip. Catch it all right here on the Clemson Athletic Network.
Right here on The Roar, 105.5 and 97.5, where every day is game day.
Has this ever happened to you? My friend was telling me about his new pair of headphones, so I looked them up online. Now, everywhere I go is a creepy ad for those headphones I looked at one time. I hate that feeling like I'm being watched. I got DuckDuckGo and saw a difference right away. With one download, you can search and browse privately, avoiding trackers, all for free. It's that simple. Take back your privacy online with DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified.
The Upstate Sports Authority.
This is incredible.
We are 105.5 and 97.5.
Give him a lot of credit. He got that left arm underneath the ball.
Where every day is game day. We are The Roar.
From the devil, keep a super suit like I'm incredible. From the deep blue sea to the dark blue sky, I'm the baddest man alive. I grab a crocodile by his tail.
Done that. Walt Tip to the Road Rage. We are back. You want in 654-7627. 654-7627. Still so many things to get to about, including about the talent level in the game. I've been asked, and Joe Bryce, Matt, I'm coming right to you. I've been asked, and this is something I addressed a little earlier. Let me see if I can find it.
Can I say something before you get on
that?
Yeah,
go ahead.
Jeff called back.
Yeah.
He said he doesn't have a brother. He doesn't know what Bob's talking about. He doesn't have a brother. Just wanted to be on the record that he doesn't have one.
I can't find it right now, but somebody wrote me earlier and asked, where does Georgia rate? Where does this Georgia team rate on the scale of the previous college football playoff champions? And honestly, I think they're the worst team. Now, you know, I've made Georgia fans happy all day, and I'm going to blow it.
This is kind of bad.
Well, I just think that's the reality of it. I don't think this is a great team. I don't think Alabama was a great team. I don't know that these teams would have even made the championship in most years. But it isn't most years. And Georgia was the best team this year. And that doesn't diminish who they are or what they are. But, yeah, if you ask me, do I think they would have beaten last year's Alabama team? No. Would they have beaten the LSU team of 2019 and the Clemson team of 2000? No. No, these teams that we watched last night, they weren't of that level. Neither one of them. Neither one of them. It wasn't, but they were the best that we had this year. And that was clear. They both belong there, and they were the two best teams this year. And so, yeah, I mean, if I was rating them, yeah, I mean, off the top of my head, I can't think who I would say they were better than. But they were the best team in the country this year, and that's all that matters. And forever and ever, they are now a national champion. And when people look back on it 50 years from now, they're going to have no idea who the best team of the playoff era was. They won't up to this point. They'll have no idea. And Georgia will look every bit as good as anybody else on paper. But again, to me, it's a jumping off point for Georgia. I actually expect bigger and better things ahead for Georgia. I would think that finally having cleared this hurdle that, you know, the next 10 years, they're going to be a dominant program. I mean, I think they take a little step back next year, but beyond that, they're going to be in the playoff every year. Joe, how are you, Joe?
How's it going, Walt?
How are you doing, Joe?
You know, I'll own up to my.
Yeah! You were Mr. Saban. Walt. You were telling me on Twitter too. Walt.
Yeah. I'll admit it. There was a moment somewhere in the second quarter. I was like, you know, Alabama could be up 17-0, or maybe it was the first quarter. I just had the sense like they're playing conservative. And then it turned in the fourth quarter. So it's an enormous moment, obviously, for Georgia. Congrats to Georgia Jeff and everybody. I was kind of hoping both teams would lose, to be quite frank. I don't really understand the South Carolina people that were rooting for Georgia. I don't really understand that at all. You guys do you. Stetson Bennett played well. It's one of those things. I think Bear Bryant talked about, you know, if a guy is 75% talent, but he's giving 100% effort, that guy's going to win out versus the guy that doesn't has the talent that doesn't put forth the effort. And he won the spot, obviously, because all I heard over the summer was JT Daniels was a first round draft pick. And then this guy worked his butt off.
Not by me.
He got the position. And he got it, and he led one national championship, and it's an amazing story, really is. But and I'll just say this for next year: I think you're right about Georgia. I think they'll probably take a step back just a little bit next year. But like on the top of my head, I'm probably say, you know, Georgia, Alabama, but Ohio State's loaded. Ohio State's absolutely loaded. Do you have any opinion of this UTSA coach?
Yeah, Jeff Traylor.
Random question.
I think Traylor's done an incredible job, and now of course he re-upped there for a long period of time, but that won't serve as a barrier to him moving elsewhere. I don't think he'll be there especially long. I mean, I think he's going to be a fast riser in the game of college football. I put him on my top 25 coaches list the other day. I think I had him tied for 25th or something, or maybe I'm 24th or something, but yeah, he was on my list.
And Texas got that, I think, a passing game coordinator from Pitt. Think his last name's Marion. Has the go offense, I believe. I'm going to keep an eye out on that. I really think, like, people can take shots at Texas. I get it. You know, they have all sorts of issues, but I think they're going to put up some big numbers next year, but appreciate it, Walt.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Joe. Well, look, I don't think Texas is ready to compete for a national title, but I do think Sarkisian is going to build them into a national power. I don't have much doubt about that. I've thought that from the beginning. So I think Texas is on the way back. And obviously, Texas A&M is creating the best team that money can buy. I mean, Texas A&M, I retweeted this article the other day on Texas A&M. Texas A&M, the article suggested they had paid $30 million for this recruiting class, that fundamentally they bought the best recruiting class that money can buy. I mean, that's where we are in college football right now. So I guess you have to watch for A&M in the future. I don't have all that much respect for Jimbo Fisher as a head coach in terms of his acumen. I think there are some things he does pretty well, but his conservative nature has rendered all of his teams like 8-win type teams. I just don't think he can get much better than that, except when he had Jameis Winston and rode him to a one-time national championship. But yeah, if you give him nothing but 5-star players and they buy all the best players in the country, which is what the allegations are. Again, allegations is probably not the right word because there's nothing illegal about it anymore. But there have been articles that basically said that Texas A&M just bought the best recruiting class that money can buy, that class cost $30 million. If I had said that in the past, Ramona, that would be...
Oh, yeah, that would have been horrible.
Yeah, it would be accusatory,
right.
and potentially subject me to lawsuits.
And sued, yeah.
But it's not that way anymore because it's all legal. It's all legal. So
money
just to be clear,
right,
now. I'm not condemning them. They're playing under the rules. But again, the articles are suggesting that was the cost of this recruiting class. So look, that's the element that I can't project or predict about the next 10 years. I mean, if A&M is going to do that every year, well, then A&M is going to be in the playoff every year. So that's the element that we have to probably consider. Bryce, you made it. Bryce, congratulations.
How about them dogs?
How about them dogs, Bryce?
We finally got over the hump.
Yeah.
And soon.
Yeah, Bryce. You've been waiting for 40 years, have you, Bryce?
I've been waiting my whole life for this. As soon as Stetson Bennett fumbled it and that guy's foot was an inch out, I said, that's game. I was waiting for something like that to happen. The guy doesn't know it's a fumble. He just goes and picks it up, and his foot's an inch from being out. That's just Georgia.
That's too funny. And Bryce, I think his foot was like a blade of grass from being out. In fact, I'm still not sure he wasn't out. I thought when he pushed the front of his toe forward, I actually thought there was some white dust.
Yeah, they didn't. Yeah, I couldn't. There were some tough calls in that game.
Yeah,
there really could have gone either way.
Yep.
That was one of them. But yeah, as soon as that happened, I told my dad, I said, I'm going to bed. I got school in the morning, and there's no need to stay up.
So wait a minute, Bryce. So you didn't see the end of it?
No, I did. I said, if they score again, if they score a touchdown, I'm going to bed.
Okay.
They ended up scoring, I think it was a field goal or something, but I ended up staying up. And then I saw Stetson Bennett become the MVP in the fourth quarter.
Yep.
But a lot of my friends are giving me a hard time. Like, the only reason they won is because they didn't have Jameson Williams and Mechie. But then I brought up, I mean, everybody was talking about how good Brian Robinson was before the game, and he couldn't do anything against Georgia.
Yeah, well, you know, look, one of the best sort of unheralded matchups in the whole game was Lewis Cine, the Georgia safety, against Brian Robinson. Because
they were both, I kept telling my dad, I said, they keep finding each other.
Keep finding each other. Exactly right. Those two guys had at least 10 collisions in that game. And it was about 50-50. It was one of the best matchups of the game. And Lewis Cine, everywhere Brian Robinson went with the football, Lewis Cine followed. He was there to greet him. And without Lewis Cine, I think Brian Robinson would add quite a few big runs last night.
Oh, definitely. And then I saw a couple of times that they had Brian Robinson run out of the backfield.
Yep.
And Singh guarded him. Brian Robinson won most of those battles. I saw that.
Yeah. Yeah, but Lewis Cine was instrumental last night in helping to contain the Alabama run game. And, yeah, they did keep finding themselves. I wrote this on Twitter last night, Bryce, and 12-year-old Bryce recognized this right away as well. Yeah, there were about 10 big-time collisions between Cine and Robinson from a physical standpoint. I think it was about a 50-50 battle.
And then also, I mean, Cine is a junior this year. Could you see him coming back? Or do you think he'll go to the NFL? I mean, say if he don't go real high, and he hasn't had a great season, I think he'll come back and try to improve his draft stock. But I mean, we've seen with Jake Fromm and with all these people that at Georgia you don't normally make the smartest decisions.
Well, you know, the dilemma for Cine is, you know, Cine is still, to me, more of a box safety. I still don't think he's great in coverage, and that's his issue. He's not terrible. He's just sort of serviceable in coverage, but we play a passing game now. You know, if it was 20 years ago, Lewis Cine would be a top 10 pick. But I think he's still going to get a good shot in the NFL. You know, he's probably sort of a round two type guy right now. But again, he's a big physical safety, and somebody looking for that element, Lewis Cine would be your guy. You know, he's 6'2", 225, whatever he is.
Yeah, in the SEC East, a lot of teams do not have good quarterbacks, and they run the ball. Yeah. He is a really good run-stuffing safety.
Oh, no question. Probably the best in the country at that, as Robinson and Bama found out last night. He was instrumental in controlling the Bama run game. And again, part of one of my favorite elements of the game last night were the collisions between Cine and Robinson. Yeah.
But yeah, I told my dad that. And then we kept, every time we saw one, I tell him, Dad, there's another one.
That's right. Bryce was keeping track. So was I.
And then also, you were talking about that Pickens throw.
Yeah.
Like, how at first on the first two drives of the game we went three and out, and I said, same old, same old. And I knew, and then Pickens had that throw, and as soon as I saw that, I said, how far did Stetson throw that? Because he threw that thing far, but then it was strange because there's a couple of other games where he threw it as far as he could, and it didn't get anywhere near as close as that. As far as that one did.
Yeah, but you know what? For a little guy, he actually has pretty decent arm strength. I mean, and again, that ball, I didn't count it, but that ball looked to me like it was, just watching it live, looked like it was 60 yards in the air.
Yeah, and I mean, Pickens made a phenomenal catch.
He did.
On full extension.
And rolling over to prevent the ball from hitting the ground as he was falling to the ground.
Yeah, I actually called that. I told my dad, I said, Pickens one-on-one, I said, watch him throw it.
Yep.
I think you need to throw. And then also, do you think Pickens will go? He's just such a dominant athlete. But, I mean, with his injury this year.
Yeah. That's a hard call. I'm guessing he returns to try and improve his stock. Is he a true sophomore or a redshirt sophomore? He's a true sophomore, isn't he?
He is a true sophomore,
yeah. Yeah, so he can't go.
Oh, yeah. Wait, I don't know. I'll look that up after this. I can't remember if he's a true sophomore or a redshirt. Yeah, I'll have to look that up after. But next year, I mean, the quarterback situation, we really have four serviceable quarterbacks. And then we got brought back. If Pickens returns, we have three great weapons: Burton, Bowers, and Pickens.
Yeah, that part is true. And you may have to score a little more next year because your defense is probably not going to be as good. Hey, Bryce, I have to run, Bryce. Congratulations. Okay. It was great speaking with you again. Well done, as always. Thank you, Bryce. Ramona, 12-year-old Bryce says, I've been waiting my whole life for this.
Yeah, I know.
I said, yeah, 40 years, huh, Bryce? Hey, let me tell you about the Green Law Firm. Matt, you're up first. Matt, brother of Joe, you're up first. Mountain Gamecock, David Simpsonville. Hey, look, I don't think I've met anybody who's had a good experience with the IRS. You're not trying to deal with the IRS. Maybe you haven't filed several years. You filed, you haven't paid. Who knows? Whatever the issue might be, it's a personal matter, impacts your well-being. Don't call some 1-800 out-of-town company. Look, call the Green Law Firm in right here in Greenville. Look, David Green will help you. David has established working relationships with local and national IRS agents over 20 years. He knows all the answers to whatever your dilemma is. I know you think you're the only one who's ever done whatever you've done. You're not. A million other people have done it. They've known who to call. Now you do too. Call my guy, David Green, the Green Law Firm. Whether they put liens on your property, garnish your wages, whether you have an audit coming up, look, David can help you. David understands the Fresh Start program. He'll use this program and others to your best advantage. The Green Law Firm can't change your past. They can absolutely change your future. Get the peace of mind and results you're entitled to from the local law firm that's been helping hundreds of folks in the upstate for over 20 years. Call the Green Law Firm today. Do yourself a big favor. Call the Green Law Firm for a free strategy session, 271-7940, 271-7940, or stop by their office, 11 McGee Street in Greenville, or on the web, greenlaw.legal. That's Green, G-R-E-E-N-E. We actually just lost a few people. So where did Matt, brother of Joe, go? David Simpson. Mountain Gamecock, you are first then when we return. Quick break.
Ooh-wee! You talk about lip smacking, finger licking homemade fried chicken. I'm talking about the chicken basket on Highway 24 in Anderson. Delicious fish and oysters as well. Plus catering for any party. Call them now at 226-3242.
Ready on take one?
Ready.
Okay, this is a crucial moment of the audiobook, The Big Escape.
Chapter 9, they had waited long enough when finally the clock struck midnight and...
Wait, where are you going? Nope.
When you need a taco, you need a taco. Try the Beefy Melt and Fiesta Veggie Burritos. Just $2 each. Only at Taco Bell. And that's my time.
I'm not the voiceover guy, too, but guess I'll read the legal copy. At participating Taco Bell stores for limited time only. Price and participation vary. Tax extra. Taco Bell vegetarian items allow for dairy and egg consumption. Preparation methods could lead to cross-contact with me. Visit TacoBell.com for full details.
Hey, Tiger fans. 2022 Clemson baseball season tickets are currently on sale. Coach Monty Lee and your Clemson Tiger baseball team open the season on February 18th, and you can be there for every game by purchasing your season tickets. Home series include matchups against Miami, Florida State, NC State, Georgia Tech, as well as our annual home games against South Carolina and Georgia, and many more. So log on to ClemsonTigers.com to purchase your Clemson baseball tickets and come back home to Clemson.
We do maintenance routines on so many things in our lives to keep them optimized. Our cars, our lawnmowers, even our health. Have you ever thought to do a maintenance check on the roof that keeps your family safe during storms and dry during the cold winter rain and cool during hot summers? Take care of your roof, and it will take care of you for a lifetime. Call Adams & Co. Roofing Specialists today. It's a free roof maintenance plan quote at 260-0080.
Today on Hey Culligan, how smart is your water? Here's Tracy.
Hey Culligan, I think my water might be dumb.
Good news, Tracy. Your water's not dumb, it's just not talking to you.
You can make my water talk.
No, but the new Culligan Smart Drinking Water System can talk to your phone to tell you when your water filters need changing and help you meet drinking water goals.
Now that's some brilliant H2O.
You said it, Tracy, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with the local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
I'm Peg. I'm a senior trust officer, but also a gardener and listener.
At Park National Bank, we're more than our job titles, and you're more than an account number. You get personal attention and direct access to a caring, compassionate banker who respects and responds to your needs and goals. Find Peg or a banker near you at parknationalbank.com. Park National Bank, where you mean more. Investments are not FDIC insured, not bank guaranteed, and may lose value. parknationalbank.com.
Julie Terry here with Duck Donuts Greenville. 2021 has come and gone, and Greg and I are very thankful for your continued support. We love helping you bring an extra bit of happiness into your day. Our friendly staff is working hard to bring you the most delicious made-to-order donuts. Come in and experience our unlimited variety of flavors, like our cinnamon sugar. Starting with a hot, fresh donut, toss in a mixture of real cinnamon sugar for a classic flavor that's hard to beat. Come see us at the Plaza on Pelham or order online at duckdonuts.com.
The Upstate's destination for Clemson football game day coverage.
WBR 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day. Go Tigers!
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around.
Yeah, Pickens is actually a true junior, so he is draft eligible. Look, his talent, depending on how he runs, makes him a round one wide receiver. The dilemma is, you know, there's just nothing to show for this season. There are elements he needs to get better at. He's not a great route runner. There are elements he still needs to improve at. I think he would be well served by returning, but you don't know how injury affects the mindset. So I guess we'll see on that. By the way, Ramona, the Giants, the New York Giants are such a frigging inept franchise that they don't even understand the nature of Black Monday.
Okay.
There's no such thing as Black Tuesday. There's Black Monday. Black Monday, that's the day that the whole league agrees to fire people on.
Okay.
And Black Monday across the National Football League took its toll on coaches and GMs yesterday. That was yesterday.
That was
yesterday when the Giants fired their GM. The guy they did not fire yesterday was Joe Judge. The Giants have just invented Black Tuesday because they have now fired Joe Judge.
Oh, they got to thinking about it.
But what's worse is they let him meet with his team yesterday, allegedly, and Joe Judge talked about their vision for the future with his team yesterday after they fired Gettleman. And so apparently they didn't like his speech. Right?
Yeah. They said, we don't like what you got to say.
Apparently they didn't. We're not in love with his vision for the future.
Right.
And I can't blame him considering. Dude ran a quarterback sneak on 3rd and 9 from his 5-yard line with 5 minutes left in a 3-point game. 5 minutes left in the first half in a 3-point game against Washington. He lined up in sort of a game winning formation where you're just going to kneel down. He lined up in that look. And he ran a quarterback sneak on 3rd and 9. And honestly, I think he got fired right then. I think when he ran the quarterback sneak, you know what? Maybe not right then, but when that went viral, I think he got fired for that. I think that decision, because it just demonstrated it just demonstrated the absolute ineptitude. Listen, he and Gettleman, especially Gettleman, you know, Gettleman, just a clown show. I questioned that hire when it was made, the Gettleman hire. And Gettleman made hideous draft decision after hideous draft decision. He drafted Saquon Barkley at the top of the draft. That was a mistake. He drafted Daniel Jones at 6. Nobody on God's green earth would have drafted Daniel Jones at 6. Not even Daniel Jones' parents would have drafted Daniel Jones at 6. The most surprised people on earth, Daniel Jones' parents. When they learned the Giants drafted him at 6, they were like, you did what? You drafted who?
Who?
Right. You drafted who at 6?
Why is my son jumping up and down?
Right. And because there's nobody on earth. And remember what his logic was. Gettleman's logic was that he liked one ball that Daniel Jones had thrown in the Senior Bowl. Which,
what?
Yeah.
Really?
He said he liked a throw he made in a series of plays in one possession in the Senior Bowl. That's what Gettleman based the selection of Daniel Jones on. Look, I don't hate Daniel Jones. I'm in the same position I was with him when he was drafted. I said, to me, he should not be drafted in round one. He shouldn't have been. He should have been really, he probably should have been more like a round 3 or 4 guy. I've given him some benefit of the doubt and said 2. But, you know, the bottom line is the Giants have just drafted terribly, terribly under Dave Gettleman's direction. And then Joe Judge ran a quarterback sneak on 3rd and 9 from his 5-yard line. Mountain Gamecock, how are you?
I'm doing great. Congratulations to Bryce. That is an intelligent young man.
Oh, you aren't kidding.
Yep. But as far as Joe's concerned, you know, asking why everybody, all the Gamecocks pull for Georgia, I'd have pulled for Georgia if they were playing against Michigan. I'm tired of Alabama winning everything. Just tired of it.
Yeah. Well, I understand that.
Yeah. Yep, and as far as I wanted to ask you a question: is the portal, transfer portal, good or bad for college football? And I also want to ask you about South Carolina's transfer portal. What they got in? Did they get some good people?
Yeah, you know what? And I was actually asked about that. Yesterday, and it's sort of been out of sight, out of mind. So I'm going to revisit who they just landed in the transfer portal. But in terms of whether the transfer portal is good for the game, I don't think so. Not in combination with NIL. I think to usher both those things in at the same time was a really bad idea. But it was compulsory. It was forced on college football by outside influencers. This was not something that they came to on their own, but nonetheless, the whole thing needs revisiting. It's not working. It's not working for college football. It's turning the whole thing into a wild, wild west, and there's no governing body. The NCAA has completely raised their hand and surrendered. So there's no governing body on it. Let me look at your transfer portal names during the break and I'll tell you.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Yep. Thank you, Mountain Gamecock. Because I know you added some people the other day, but I actually did not. I did not see the names with the national championship here. I just think it's a really bad combination to have transfer portal and NIL at the same time. It leads to all sorts of potential avenues of abuse. Guys just, you know, putting their football services up for auction. And I just don't think it's a particularly good way to do business. So, I think it's, in general, I think it's bad for college football. Now, look, there have been a number of programs who have utilized it to their benefit. I mean, if you were to separate NIL and transfer portal, which I still think is what needs to be done in some fashion or another, meaning that, you know, if you transfer, you're not eligible for NIL money, at least for a period of like 2 years, in which case maybe you'll be gone. I think you need to separate those two things. There needs to be some sort of division between church and state, NIL and free one-time transfer. But, you know, look, it's obvious that transfer portal has helped teams. It helped both those teams last night. And it certainly helped Alabama. I mean, Alabama had 4 round one wide receivers. They had burned through all of them. They lost all of them. They lost Devontae Smith and Jaylen Waddle, and they needed a replacement. And they went out and found Jameson Williams. And quite honestly, Jameson Williams is about as good a replacement for Devontae Smith as you could possibly hope to find. You know, it's funny because I actually wrote this on Twitter last night. Jameson Williams reminds me of Devontae Smith in many areas. First of all, from a body type standpoint, he's the exact same guy. You know, slim reaper, thin guy, about the same size as Devontae Smith, about that 6'1.5", 6'2" size, but really, you know, a slight build, but it doesn't impact him. He's not quite the route runner that Devontae Smith was, and his hands aren't quite as good as Devontae Smith's, because Devontae Smith, you know, has as good a hand as I've ever seen and was as good a route runner. Devontae Smith is a completely polished receiver and has already taken that to the NFL and is doing the same thing. Look, to be honest, if Philadelphia had a more aggressive passing offense or a more polished quarterback, Devontae Smith would have won the Rookie of the Year award. It's no question about it, because he's so insanely good. But Jameson Williams, who Alabama desperately needed and who was vital in getting Alabama to this point, has reminds me very much of Devontae Smith. Again, the distinction would be not quite the route runner, not quite the hands, but he's actually faster than Devontae Smith, and I think he'll time really well if he if this injury doesn't prove to be an ACL or something. Hey, listen up, sports bettors. Walt Tiptoola here to tell you about my favorite sports book. That's BetUS. Football's back. It's time to get in on the action. Well, football is here and still here because the NFL playoffs are starting up this coming weekend. So we're going to have NFL playoff action. If you didn't get in on the national championship game last night, you're going to have all the NFL playoff action to look forward to. I only endorse one sports book. That's BetUS. Why, you ask? Look, because BetUS has been America's favorite sportsbook for over a quarter century. You need a sportsbook with integrity, longevity. You need to know that you're going to get paid. It's kind of important. You need a sportsbook that offers everything, including live betting, MMA, golf, horses, esports, all kinds of crazy bets. Call today at 1-800-79-BETUS. That's 1-800-79-BETUS. They'll walk you through setting up an account. Nobody in the industry gives bigger bonuses than BETUS. Join now. Mention WCCP. You can get up to 200% in bonuses on your first deposit. Nobody beats that. Look, go now to BetUS.com. Join BetUS.com today before the NFL playoffs start. Get in, get connected, and start betting with America's favorite sportsbook. That's BetUS.com. Enter WCCP. BetUS.com, where the game begins. I want to talk a little bit more about the talent from last night's game.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of a roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
I'm starting the new year by making my home feel like new with the Advanced Clean of Zero Res. Take advantage of their New Year's sale. Get three rooms of carpet clean for only $119. And when you mention me, Mickey Plyler, you'll get a hallway clean for free. Schedule at ZeroResGreenville.com.
If you or someone you know has been unable to work full-time and has been dealing with a veteran's disability case or TDIU claim on their own for several years and has received a hearing notice, it still isn't too late to get a lawyer for your case. Let's improve your chance of victory with your case today with the team at Thompson & King. They know veterans law. It's never too late to know more about your case and be as prepared as possible. Call Thompson & King at 864-222-0200 or visit thompsonking.com and let us help you.
Having your vehicle worked on can be like gambling in Vegas. Usually the odds aren't in your favor. The service team at George Coleman Ford delivers the same integrity and honesty found throughout the company with the service director, Kurt Shockley, who has been there for nearly 30 years. No hidden fees, any maker model service, even open Saturdays until 1 with free pickup and delivery. Do yourself a favor. Call 834-6080 and have your vehicle serviced at George Coleman Ford.
Hi, everybody. I'm Don Munson. And up next is your daily Clemson Athletic Update. But first, this word from Founders Federal Credit Union. Hey, Tiger fans, Founders is all in with Clemson, so get your Clemson debit card today and show off your Tiger pride. Plus, take Founders with you anywhere, anytime with Founders Online. Whether you want lower loan rates, higher saving returns, or just great personalized service, Founders has all the products and services of a big bank with a personalized credit union experience. Clemson University students, faculty, staff, and FA members are eligible for membership. Relax with Founders Federal Credit Union, the official credit union partner of the Clemson Tigers. Founders is federally insured by NCUA.
Well, I hope your Tuesday is off to a good start, everyone. Our Clemson men's basketball team will be in the air later on today as they'll take flight to South Bend, Indiana for Wednesday's matchup against the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame. This will be the ninth all-time meeting on the hardwood between Clemson and Notre Dame. Notre Dame leads the series 6-2, but Clemson did win the last time that they played in the Joyce Center. That was back in the 2018-19 season. Clemson won by a bucket, 64-62 in that contest. Clemson has won each of its last two ACC road games. A 67-50 win on the road at Virginia. That was back on December the 22nd. And then, of course, most recently this past Saturday, a 5-point win on the road in Raleigh against the Wolfpack of NC State by a score of 70-65. Now, if Clemson can win at Notre Dame tomorrow, it would be the first time that Clemson has won three straight ACC road games in 25 years. The last team to do it, the 1996-97 Clemson basketball team under Rick Barnes. They won their first three ACC road games that year. Wins at Virginia, Florida State, and Maryland. We'll see if Clemson can pull off a third straight ACC road win against a team that's won five in a row. Should be a lot of fun. As always, go Tigers!
A lot has happened since 1963, including a load of bugs exterminated by Clark's termite and pest.